Good morning. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. If you did not catch my super smooth and suave intro before that song, again, I guess you might just heard me say my name, but again, my name is Noah. Welcome to Foxtrot, weekly show every Wednesday morning at 2 a.m. We play some tunes. That tune you just listened to right there was Clash the Truth by Beach Fossils. I found that song out like an hour ago while I was studying for my Chinese exam, and I was like, this rocks. I think the people need to hear this. And what do you know? The people have heard it. We got a fun little show for y'all today, I will say. You know, we're playing some music, we're playing some tunes, as I'm often quoted as saying. I don't really have any other pleasantries or any other ways to greet you all, but I hope you all are excited, and I'm excited to listen with you all. And yeah, without further ado, let's just listen to some more music. That's what you're all here for, and that's what I'm here for, so.
things you threw away. There's a dance hall there where the sick folks go, like the olden days on the Barbary Coast. There's a barefoot child, she's playing in the rain. You can sell your wares even if they're hot in the great bazaar or the parking lot, 'cause it takes a while to know who to blame. I might have a taste 'cause the first one's free, and the checkout girl's got a thing for me, and they're both as sweet as the day is long. I don't wanna feel stuck, baby. I just wanna get drunk before noon. I don't mind my head when there's room to dream. Feel like Paul Gauguin painting breadfruit trees in some far off place where I don't belong. Try to lose myself in the primitive, in Yosemite, like John Muir did, but his eyes were blue, and mine are red and raw. Cause the modern world is a sight to see, it's a stimulant, it's pornography. It takes all my will not to turn it off. Don't want you to feel sad, baby. I take everything back, I swear I do. Once all the friends I've had have used me up and left, I bet you hang around, I bet you hang around a while.
Okay, we just listened to Barbary Coast, parentheses, later, by Connor Oberst. And before that was Keeping Me Awake by Targio. That Keeping Me Awake song, the fiddle goes crazy, is what I'll say about that. And I'm one to always appreciate a good fiddle, and it kills it there. I believe, according to the Spotify bio, so like, take this as you will, but Targio was like the original band of the guy who's the frontman of the Decemberists, I believe, who obviously are much more successful than this group. I think this group only has like one album that this song is from. Don't like fact check me on that. But again, you can definitely hear sort of the Decemberists influence there, in my personal humble opinion, as somebody who doesn't really listen to the Decemberists and knows like three songs. But, you know, those three songs that I do know, you know, I can tell how they're connected to that starter group. But again, Keeping Me Awake, just very solid. You know, every time you don't think the fiddle can get better, the fiddle gets better. The fiddle gets better, all right. And the song after that, by Connor Oberst. Connor Oberst, he is the frontman for Bright Eyes. Bright Eyes has a lot of good stuff. I like a lot of Bright Eyes. I am aware, though, that Connor Oberst is, like, really a jerk. I think, like, he just really sucks. But I think that's true for a lot of indie musicians, I guess. But I just heard he's a real... I don't like to use the word diva, but because I think it's worse than that, and I think diva has bad connotations. But I think the fame got to his head a little bit, is what I'm aware of about Connor Oberst. But again, he makes good music. That one song is really good we just listened to. Again with the harmonica, and I think it had a little bit of fiddle of its own. And again, I can get behind some good fiddle. I got nothing. I was about to say something really dumb, but I'll spare you all tonight. Okay. We're going to keep it moving. We got some more songs. This next one's a little bit of a bummer. Just warning you, but don't worry. I gradually pick us back up. And I think just because a song is a bummer doesn't mean it's bad, right? Who has to say that every song has to be happy? Not me, personally. I'd say most of my music I listen to is pretty depressing. I'm really rambling tonight, guys. Okay, I'm just going to play the music, and I hope we all enjoy it. Again, a little bit of a bummer, but we're going to enjoy it together.
Breakfast was a bottle of Mad Dog, and my 2020 vision was 50% off. He said punch, buggy red, and punch me right in my left eye. I said don't you mean padiddle, and I lit his house on fire. He came home on acid, I was holding his shotgun. I was dressed like Tina Turner in Beyond Thunderdome. He said dumb shit, I said I won't, I love you, you're my friend. I handed him my wig and shot myself in the head. Then I stuffed a box of tissues in the hole in my skull. I got in my Mazda and I drove to the mall. I bought a big Johnson shirt and some silicone tits. When I pulled out the tissues, they were covered with shit. And the beer I had for breakfast was a box of cheap white wine. And the boombox on my shoulder was a box of clementines. I ate every single one without noticing the mold. You said you're gross, my darling, I said no, I'm rock and roll. Even though I'd never ever been in a band, I got cool as black ice tattooed on my hand. And the Christians gave me comic books as if I would be scared of burning in hell while I was already there. And the beer I had for breakfast, silver bullet in the brain. And the beer I had for lunch was a bottle of Night Train. And the beer I had for dinner was my crazy neighbor's bills. We had to sit down on skateboards just to make it down the hill. Then I peed my pants and you stole the groom's cigar. And some old man made me watch him masturbate locked in his car. I got back to the apartment, you were face down on the floor. You said don't go to bed yet, let's go get a 64. And the beer I had for breakfast was a pint of Jim Beam and a fifth of Peach Schnapps and some warm Sunny D. And you said bottoms up just as I bottomed out. I tried to scream fuck you but blood was pouring out my mouth. And Evan Dando never planned on telling you the truth. And your Leonardo ID card is your fountain of youth. You can be a teenager for your whole fucking life. Just find some pretty sucker and make that bitch your wife. And I guess by now you all know my friend Danny broke his neck. He was driving home from Sirens when he got into a wreck. First I cried for him, and then I cried for me. haunted by the ghost of the girl I used to be. But the rocks with holes are warm in my hands, and I bury my toes in the hot, hot sand. And the silver pink pony kisses me and says, come a long, long way, and you deserve to be really happy.
bother at all. But life is good, and it's always worth living at least for a while. If I could do just one imperfect thing, I'd be happy. They write it on my grave, or when they scatter my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around.
Just listen to If She Wants Me by Belle and Sebastian. Just before that was Dressed Up for the Letdown by Richard Swift. And just before that was The Beer by Kimya Dawson. That first song, I told you, I was a real doozy in terms of just like being insanely depressing. I listened to that first thing this morning. I was like, oh, let's see what my Discovery Weekly has to say. And my Discovery Weekly had to say that. And like, I don't think any song has ever just filled me with so much despair. Like, not only the lyrics, but I think that droning, I could be wrong. When I want to say violin here, I could just be very wrong. But still, the drone noise in the background, if you didn't really pay attention to, I recommend going back to it. And it just fills you with even more despair and just, like, sadness. But also, it's a good song. Like, what's so weird, though, is that artist, Kimya Dawson, is part of, she was like half of the Moldy Peaches, who were like the epitome of like feel good millennial twee music from like the 2000s. They have like they have one song that's like got popular on TikTok a little bit ago. It's like, I think it's Anyone Else But You, where it's just very quaint and like cutesy. And then we hear this and she's like, yeah, oh my God, I don't even want to like repeat the lyrics on the public radio station, but no. It's a good song. Dressed Up for the Letdown by Richard Swift. I thought it was a nice little palate cleanser. I love that horn finale, I guess. I was really whistling along here in WMFO. I was just whistling along. It's a good little melody, and I don't know, it's got a good vibe about it. And then that Belle and Sebastian song. Belle and Sebastian are little... Are they? I think they're Scottish. Scottish or Irish? Are little United Kingdom-esque... Everyone's favorite United Kingdom, British, I think Scottish, folk pop band is what I think we could call them. That song is really good. It's really like kind of just a, you can't help but just kind of move your head a little bit, you know? Oh, and also I want to apologize. This is a little, this is not really off topic. For that Richard Swift song before the Bell and Sebastian song, I did forget to press submit until like the very end. So I apologize if you're like, wow, this song is so good and you can see the name. That's my bad. So again, that song that you may have missed the title of was Dressed Up for the Letdown. Dressed Up for the Letdown by Richard Swift. Anyway, back to that Bell and Sebastian song. It's just a good one. I'm nodding my head. I'm dancing. I'm grooving. It's got a good little, like, it's definitely not synth, but kind of like a jazz keyboard situation going on there too, which I think is really fun. And, yeah, again, Bell and Sebastian, it's really hard to go wrong. Kind of the princes and princesses, I think, again, of sort of that millennial folk pop vibe that was going on in the 2000s. And, do you guys taste that? I taste that. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a PSA. So, let's satisfy our cravings and listen to a good old PSA. We're about halfway through the hour. Let's do it. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car, singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and your friends at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's right, everyone. For those at home with kids, every moment can be a learning moment. You know, that's what they say. I think it was Plato who said, teach your kids. He didn't actually. Well, he might have. That might not be an exact quote, though. Okay, back to the music. These next three songs are real guitar grooves, so I hope you're all excited for that. I know I am. These all just kind of, these all kind of scratch an itch, I think. I don't really know how to describe it. I hope you will enjoy. Here is Water Recipe by Floaty.
right, or are you someone that agrees? If you met my sister, honey, she would side with me. Say that I'm the foolish one that helps you when you need. No, I never can tell.
We just listened to Elm by Clever Girl. Just before that was Hometown by Nature TV. And just before that was Water Recipe by Floaty. I'm going to be a little quick here since we have a little bit more reason to go and not a ton of time. Again, all the songs just grooves. The first two, especially those like guitar lines, I think are really good. My girlfriend was telling me how she really likes guitar lines like that. So I was like, got a little trio here, I guess, for that. So, yeah, I don't know. And, yeah, that last one was just some good old math rock. I love the ba-da-ba-ba, you know. All three of those songs just have really, like, catchy melodies, you know. I would sing them to you and, you know, what's the word? Serenade you all. But, we're running out of time for that. Instead, we gotta listen to some more songs, you know. Today, Will Toledo said that, from Car Seat Headrest, said that he hasn't, like, I feel like he's been sick for like 4 months. I really hope he's not gonna die. So with that in mind, we're gonna play some Car Seat Headrest in honor of Will Toledo. Please keep him in your thoughts during this song. Wish him a speedy recovery from whatever horrible long COVID he's recovering from. And yeah, here we go.
Through the garden, see the flowers stretching in the sunlight. Now I wake up in the mornings, all the kindness is drained out of me. I spend hours just wincing and trying to regain some sense of peace. If only I could sustain my anger, feel it grow stronger and stronger. It sharpens to a point and sheds my skin, shakes off the weight of my sins and takes. But not this time, it's just gonna break me. I will put my hands up and surrender. There will be no more flags above my door. I have lost and I always will be. Expensive mistake. It was an expensive mistake. My horse broke his back to get me here. I have his blood on my hands for no reason. But what was I supposed to do? How was I supposed to know how to use a tube amp? How was I supposed to know how to drive a van? How was I supposed to know how to ride a bike without hurting myself? How was I supposed to know how to make dinner for myself? How was I supposed to know how to hold a job? How was I supposed to remember to grab my backpack after I set it down to play basketball? And how was I supposed to know how to not get drunk every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and why not Sunday? How was I supposed to know how to steer the ship? How the hell was I supposed to steer the ship? That's a mistake. You can't say you're sorry and it's over. I was given a body that is falling apart. My house is falling apart. And I was given a mind that can't control itself. tumbling from a dream where I swam into the river. I'll reach out and hold you in my arms. I love you, I love you, I love you.
We just listened to The Ballad of the Costa Concordia by Carsey Headrest, one of my favorite Carsey Headrest songs. It's fantastic. It's a tour de force, I think, by Will Toledo and company. So we're about to wrap up the end of my show. Again, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This was Foxtrot every Wednesday, 2 a.m. It's a real blast. Hope you join us more often. I enjoy listening with all of you, my good pals. Final song, we're not going to get through it. Southern Sky by Alex G. What is a Foxtrot show without Alex G? I believe there's a new show after me. So, if any of you guys are still awake, feel free to check out, I think, what are new DJs. Correct me if I'm wrong, whoever's coming after me. But, yeah, again, this has been Noah. This has been Foxtrot. Feel free to join me next week, Wednesday at 2 a.m. And see you all next week.